physically as well as a strong man twice his age, with two well-shaped legs. He was dexterous with his hands and could carry heavy loads, but he could not run or walk quickly. Both Huni and his father were known in the village for never picking up a cup of wine. The fisherman and his wife raised their surviving son, the neighborhood cripple, to be clever and diligent, because they did not know who would care for him after they died. If it were possible for a man and his wife to share one heart, Huni was this steady, beating organ. They had lost their other sons, the youngest to measles, and the middle, good-for-nothing one, to a goring bull in a pointless accident. Except for school and the market, the old couple kept young Huni close by the house, and eventually, as a young man, Huni needed to stay home to help his parents. They could not bear to disappoint him, yet they loved him enough not to dote on him. The peasants knew that a spoiled son did more harm to a family than a dead one, and they kept themselves from indulging him too much. Other families in the land were not so fortunate as to have two such sensible parents. And as happens in countries being pillaged by rivals or nature, the weak, the elderly, widows, and orphans, were as desperate as ever on the colonized peninsula. For any household that could feed one more,